Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and cool morning across Israel. In Tel Aviv, expect mild conditions, perfect for an early walk. Jerusalem is slightly cooler but pleasant. Down south in Eilut, it's warmer, while Haifa enjoys a refreshing breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past half hour, Israel Hayom reports that Israeli intelligence estimates Iran has transferred thousands of centrifuges to Mount Mashush, deep underground. Also, earlier this hour, Walla reported that the U.S. completed another wave of strikes in Iran, targeting military installations. Also this hour, the Times of Israel says Israel believes Iran has moved nuclear centrifuges to Pickaxe Mountain, following assessments from last fall. Separately from earlier reporting by JNS, the American Federation of Teachers passed a resolution blaming Israel for the teacher salary crisis in Palestinian-controlled areas. And finally, JTA reports from 2 hours ago that J Street is defending its co-sponsorship of a College Democrats convention featuring Hassan Piker, amid criticism. Reaction has been swift on social media. John Spencer, a military analyst, posted just minutes ago detailing the U.S. strikes on Iranian military sites to degrade its operational capabilities. Ynet Global reported earlier today that Israel suspects Iran has moved centrifuges to mountain tunnels, citing a Wall Street Journal article. Eyal Yacobi, a regional security expert, noted an hour ago that the U.S. military targeted Iranian command centers to limit attacks in the Strait of Hormuz. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israeli intelligence, Israel Hayom reports that Iran's transfer of thousands of centrifuges to Mount Mashush places them deep below solid rock. This move complicates potential airstrike plans. The IDF is closely monitoring the development, indicating increased tension in the region. Turning to the U.S. military action. This morning, the U.S. conducted strikes on Iranian targets, according to Walla. The focus was on dismantling Iran's ability to threaten commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. These actions reflect ongoing tensions over maritime security. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights Israeli assessments on Iran's nuclear activities. Iran allegedly moved centrifuges to Pickaxe Mountain last fall. This move signals Tehran's continued nuclear ambitions, raising concerns among global powers about Iran's intentions. The JNS reports from earlier today on a contentious resolution by the American Federation of Teachers. The union blames Israel for the salary crisis in Palestinian areas. This highlights the ongoing political divide in U.S. educational circles regarding Middle Eastern policies. Finally, JTA covers J Street's defense of its involvement with the College Democrats convention. Critics argue the event's legitimacy is questioned by Hassan Piker's involvement. J Street maintains its stance, emphasizing dialogue over division. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Tencent is in discussions to acquire Playtika's SuperPlay, potentially for $1.5 billion. This deal could significantly boost Tencent's gaming portfolio. Separately, Israel Hayom Business warns that despite falling interest rates and a cooling housing market, prices might not drop as expected. Israeli buyers face market paralysis. And finally, from Globes, Keystone Power shows intent to acquire Shikun and Binui Energy, securing a nice 2 billion credit line. This move signals Keystone's expansion in the energy sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.